It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki's Sam and Andy's to tell the truth.
This is when we invite, well, our producer invites a complete stranger into our studio. They have an amazing story to share with us, and we have to decide, along with your help on our text line at 92925, whether they are lying or telling the truth.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right. You guys ready to do this?
Are you ready?
I am. Yeah, I'm
okay.
ready.
Because, you know, your track record is...
What are you saying?
Not the best. I'm rooting for you. I haven't
been great at this game. You can't win them all. You just can't. All right.
Or
we
any.
Have a complete stranger... Or any. We have a complete stranger walking in the studio right now. So, good morning. Thank you for coming in, and if you could please introduce yourself and let us know why you're here.
Hi guys, my name's Neil, and I was arrested over the price of chocolate milk.
Okay, we're gonna need some more from that. Explain.
I went to a restaurant one time, made an order, and realized that the chocolate milk was a little bit pricey.
How much?
$5.
For a glass of chocolate milk?
For a glass of chocolate
milk. At a restaurant?
At a restaurant.
That's a lot. Okay.
I live on my own, so I know the price of chocolate milk. They're not gonna get me. I ended up removing it from my order.
After, like, what do you mean?
Like, I ordered it, I saw the price, took it off.
Okay.
Okay.
The person who was serving me freaked out, came at me, and then after they grabbed me physically, called the cops.
What?
Wow. The cops came in and arrested me.
So, okay, so you said, hi, I'd like chocolate milk. She said it's $5. Did she already pour the chocolate milk and give you the chocolate milk?
No, she didn't.
She had not poured. Okay, so she hadn't poured it yet. You should be able to take that off, right?
I think so, yeah.
You'd assume so, yeah. Anyways, I got lunged that.
She put her hands on you?
Yeah.
Wow. Is this a restaurant that's still open here in Montreal?
It wasn't in Montreal.
Okay, so it wasn't in Montreal. Where did this happen then?
It happened in Mont Tremblant.
Oh, that's why it was $5 chocolate milk.
That's right, the Tremblant tax. Is this your first violent encounter over a dairy product?
Oh, good question.
I think it was, yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen the price of cheese these days? It's pretty crazy. All right, so what happened once you were arrested?
Once I was arrested, I was just asked what had happened. I explained my part of the story, and I was released that day.
Okay, they let you go over. Was this woman fired or anything? Do you know? Did you follow up?
I have no clue. No, I didn't follow it up. I had to go to court and everything, so.
What was your charge?
Assault.
What? But she lunged at you, I thought.
Yeah, she did lunge at me, but that's not what she told the cops. It's whoever calls the cops first.
Oh, I guess.
Oh, my
gosh. You seem like a really, really chill guy. The type of guy that wouldn't get into a fight over chocolate milk.
You'd assume so.
Have you ever had any other altercations or anything like that where the cops have been called?
No, that would probably be the only altercation.
You had to think about that.
You're like, well, there was a one time.
Well, I am on the radio.
At the end of the day, it was $5. We're not talking about an exorbitant amount of money. What were you expecting to pay for the chocolate
milk?
That's
a little judgy from the cheapest person I know.
Reasonable price. What could we say, guys? $2.50, $3.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
I'd say max.
For a big glass.
Right.
Are you like me? Do you like to blow bubbles in your chocolate milk to see how high you can get the bubbles? Well, you get good bubbles in chocolate milk.
To see how serious he is when it comes to chocolate milk.
Yeah.
At the age I was, I did like blowing bubbles in my chocolate milk.
So you never went back to this restaurant, obviously never saw the woman again who lunged at you over the chocolate milk.
No.
Did this scar the way you approach chocolate milk since? Like, have you been able to enjoy it the same way?
Yep, I have. Good. Still love it.
Still love chocolate. Okay, what if it had been, when I was thinking about the $5, what if it had been Nesquik too, just like where they squirt it?
Yeah. That would have been, I would have been cool paying like $1.50 for
that. $1.50.
I mean, I want the real stuff.
So what do you order at restaurants now if it's not chocolate milk? Because I'm sure you must be scared.
For breakfast, I'll still order a chocolate milk. I'll just check out the price first.
Nice.
It's not cause any problems.
Do your research.
Yeah. He is a man who likes his chocolate milk.
I do.
His name is Neil, and he claims that he was arrested after a waitress allegedly lunged at him over the price of chocolate milk, and that this happened in Mont Tremblant, right?
Yep. Texts are rolling in here. This one says, false. The cops don't have time to arrest someone over chocolate milk. All this talk got me craving from some chocolate milk, though.
There's a lot of texts, both sides. This says, could be true. The laws are terribly crazy in Quebec. On the other end, this text says it's a lie. I mean, I can imagine the waitress was annoyed with the change in the order, but to actually assault and get physical with a client seems extreme.
This person wants to know, did he sleep with the waitress prior to this encounter? Because that could have changed the story, right?
This one says, way too many holes in the story. Neil is lying. Somebody else said that his voice was a little shaky. I do get the shakiness. I try to pay attention to that, but I've learned that it's nerve-wracking no matter what you're coming in here to do when you're on the radio. All right. Okay. So we're ready to do this. We're ready to take our guesses.
I think so.
Who wants to go first this week?
I'll go first.
Okay. Andy, you go first.
I am going to say that I could go back and forth with you. I'm going to say that you're telling the truth. I think you're telling the truth because if you're not telling the truth, we're just all going to be disappointed. We're going to be let down. We want this to be true because it's just so ridiculous. It's too easy for you to be lying. So you're telling the truth. You got arrested over chocolate milk.
Plus, who like sat there brainstorming chocolate milk for $5?
You could have chosen anything. Yeah. You could have chosen a fine bottle of wine or something
expensive
like that.
Expensive steak. You think anything. Yeah. All right. Okay.
No, this happened.
I hear you. I'm going to go last. I'm going to collect all the information from your guests this morning.
So you can make the wrong decision still.
Yeah.
I will say that you are lying. You know, in a restaurant, there are levels of management. There's a hierarchy. Before the waitress or waiter lunged at you, I mean, wouldn't your instincts have been to have asked for a manager? Wouldn't they have called someone, I mean, before making a scene in a restaurant over a glass of chocolate milk? I mean, you know the expression, you don't cry over spilled milk, right?
So, you had that one in the holster from the start, didn't you?
Wow. I actually just thought of that. But I think it's just a little too far-fetched. I think that precautions would have been taken before it sort of bubbled, boiled over at that point. I say nay for the chocolate milk arrest.
Okay. I find this one tough, honestly, because there have been some ridiculous headlines, especially out of Florida. People have been arrested just as ridiculous incidences, I would say. So I'm going to have to go on emotion here.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to have to go on emotion. Here's the thing. You do seem like a chill guy. I can't see things like coming to blows over chocolate milk. However, sometimes chill people can get under your skin. You know, if you're upset and things are escalating in your emotional field, and then the person around you is just like so aloof about things, it can be frustrating. That's that may have caused her to lunge at you. I'm going to say you're lying. I think you're telling the truth. I think you're telling the truth. I'm going to go back to what we said with Andy. No, I'm going to go back to what we said about who came up with a story about chocolate milk and $5. So I'm going to say you're telling the truth, Neil.
This is really hard for you.
It is tough. Andy, give me my space. I need to be able to make these decisions. Okay, I'm going to say you're telling the truth.
So the moment of truth.
The moment of truth, Neil.
I'm telling the truth.
What kind of psycho are you?
Yes, I got it right.
The chill is kind, apparently.
Okay, so it wasn't in Montreal. Where did this happen then?
It happened in Mont-Tremblant.
Oh, that's why it was $5 chocolate milk.
That's right, the Tremblant tax.
Wow, so this actually happened.
Yeah, this actually happened. It was out of nowhere. I just saw at the side of my eyes somebody coming from my throat.
No
way.
Oh
my gosh.
Yeah, literally.
Are you sure she worked there?
Rough day. Yeah, I believe she did.
She came at your throat and you had to go to court. It ended up, what happened at the end of the day? It was thrown out?
I took a lot of pictures. I was marked up on my neck.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, Neil, I've never met anybody arrested for something like a glass of chocolate milk, so there's a first time for everything. Thank you.
No problem.
For sharing your story with us. Sam, you lost.
Good. Congratulations. I'm not on the arrest, you know, I'm fooling us.
I feel honored.
There it is.
The tables have turned here now, by the way.
Are you on a winning streak?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I won last week and I won this week.
Whoa, look up. New year, new Nikki. I can barely recognize you.
Yeah, it might be karma for you making fun of me for so long about losing. All right. Thank you so much for playing along on our text line at 92925. To tell the truth, it's our favorite part. People are shocked. Yeah, the texts are coming in now. They're like, no way.
Look at this text. Sam's not doing so well today with you losing harder than Sam.
I'm 0 for 2. I'm human. What do you want from me?
Not your day. Not your day.